Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Total side story here, but there has just been announced that Joe Tsai, the embattled owner of the Brooklyn
Nets. He's selling the team?
He is not selling the team, but I think you'd be interested by what just came out from Shams anyway.
What's that?
This year, for those of you that have season tickets, they are announcing a new deal called the Brooklyn Celtics. And they are in conjunction with the Celtics trying to make sure that all Nets and Celtic players make the All-Star game this year.
So are you aware of the most, and you'd agree, worse than what the Mets have done here with the Red Sox, the worst promotion in the history of sports?
You tell me, I'll tell you if I'm aware of it.
Since you alluded to the Nets, I have to bring this up. It was like their last year in Jersey.
Yeah.
They started selling the reversible jersey. So you come to a Nets-Lakers game.
Yeah.
You get a reversible jersey. On one side, New Jersey Nets, Devin Harris. On the other side, Kobe Bryant.
No.
It
was reversible with another team?
Yes! And if Joe Tsai isn't careful, that promotion may be coming back
for
2023.
You may need that. You may need that.
Now, let me tell you. Yeah. That is, for my money, the most pathetic, the most insulting.
That's a tough one.
And the worst promotion in the history of sports.
Giving away essentially the jersey of an opposing player.
Yeah.
That is a tough one. Even if it was like an all-time legend on his retirement tour year and the team wants to give the guy a gift, but they give the fans a guy's jersey. That's tough.
Yeah, so the Cavs are coming to town. Here's LeBron on one side and Brooke Lopez on the other. If someone still has those reversible jerseys,
how did you not keep that?
I would never.
No?
I
call Gary Sussman up. He's got a few in his trunk. I heard he's selling them, man, to pay rent. Yeah.
What, to Darren?
By the way, what'd you say?
Selling them to Darren. He'll probably buy one.
He would definitely buy one, no doubt. The return today of Wag Wednesday will take place at always at 5 o'clock. Alyssa Wong, the wife of Colton Wong, he's on the Milwaukee Brewers. So Alyssa will join us at 5 o'clock today as we get back at it with Wag Wednesday. Here's Chris in Connecticut. Chris, what's going on, kiddo?
What's going on, guys? Hey, I gotta laugh about this. This whole Mets Sox thing is pretty comical and the ultimate bitch move on the part of the Red Sox and the Mets. I mean, yeah. The Mets were going ahead and having a good year. They got Steve Cohen in there, making progress. You know, maybe not going to be the JV team for too much longer in New York, you know, being the little brother. They just reverted back now. They're the little sisters. I mean, that's just an ultimate bitch move. They're like Will Smith. You can't please your wife.
This is a reason why there are some Met fans who love this move. You're angry. You're pissed. You're name-calling.
No,
you're bothered.
No, it's funny. I'll tell you, I was a little bothered at first, but the more I sit here and listen to you guys talk about it, it's comical because,
Craig
said it earlier, Yankee fans, you guys, we live rent-free in Red Sox and Mets fans.
But isn't it also proving to be reversed if this bothers you that much? Like, if you didn't care about the Mets or Red Sox, wouldn't your response be, whatever, who cares? Your anger shows
me that we think it's desperate, and it's comical. So I think what's coming across as Chris and I and others being bothered is more that it's a laughable move
from a joke of a
franchise.
Listen.
That's what it is.
I disagree. You don't call up a sports talk radio station and call the Mets. What was the term he used? Cucks or something like that?
Said that they were cuckolded.
Cuckolded,
and he did use the B word, which we try to avoid.
Okay.
Here. But for this argument, he's allowed to.
Okay.
He called them bitches.
You don't call up sports talk radio to say that about a team if, well, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Yeah. You're bothered. And that's the goal of the whole thing. What I'm fascinated about, and I hope that you can make the proper phone calls to get the answer, is it possible that the Mets approached the Yankees about this idea? And the Yankees said, now we're good. And then the Mets said, oh, really? You don't want to go into business with us? Okay. And then they called up the Red Sox?
I'll find out.
Because you'd have to admit.
I can get the answer for sure.
As the vengeful guy that you are, if that's the case, wouldn't you admire the Mets?
I'd have to let it happen for me to actually give you an honest answer.
You'd have to reevaluate.
Because you're asking me to give you an emotional reaction to a hypothetical. So it's hard to do that. But someone did send me a link for the vintage Los Angeles Laker Kobe Bryant, New Jersey Net Courtney Lee jersey.
Oh, Courtney Lee! Oh, my God.
$50, by the way. $50. There you go. Kobe and amazingly, they're not selling they're not showing the Courtney Lee side.
No, why would you? Why would you do that?
By the way, is Courtney Lee alive still? He must be, right?
Yes, yes.
That'd be my claim to fame.
Yeah, I got a reversible jersey.
They chose me to be on the other side of the Kobe Bryant 24.
He was the key to the Vince Carter trade. They were promoting him heavily at the time.
$50, by the way, Ev. I got to get you that for your birthday.
That's actually not that bad.
Your birthday is, what, 5 days away?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you the Courtney Lee Kobe Bryant reversible. There you go. Wow. What a great idea that
was. That is so pathetic. That bothers me to this day. That was the height of patheticness of the then New Jersey Nets.
By the way, Max Scherzer did strike out 11 in a loss yesterday.
He was brilliant yesterday.
Couldn't beat Cincinnati.
Yeah, because the Met
bottom-dwelling team of the National League.
Well, you couldn't beat the Pirates, so let's calm down.
I'll get to them, don't worry.
But the Mets could not, for the life of them, buy a big hit.
Couldn't scratch together a clutch hit.
Francisco Lindor numerous times, especially when he popped up in the seventh inning. Pete Alonso had an awful, awful night.
Struck out every time.
0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And
it happens, though.
Not that I'm going to bash Seth Lugo because the Mets couldn't score a run, but Seth Lugo had no chance.
Yeah.
And maybe Buck should realize back-to-back days for Seth, not ideal. Not ideal.
Listen, you lost because of the offense, obviously.
100%.
But that's baseball, Susan. That's just baseball. It happens.
Why'd the Yankees lose?
Because Tyone was not great, and their offense is in the gutter right now.
There was something good.
I got no problem admitting that.
There was something good.
Tyone had a chance to match Verlander, being the second guy with 10 wins. Couldn't get there. Stuck on 9.
But if you watched last night's game, there's a positive you got to take out of this.
What's that?
Because you've never watched a Pirate game until last night. Is that a fair statement? Never watched.
Well, I mean, in the past, I've seen them play.
Okay.
I don't make a habit of watching the Pirates play baseball.
So if I told you the perfect fit for the New York Yankees 3 days ago, you would have said, I never heard of that guy. But after last night,
That 7-foot-tall shortstop.
No, he's hitting 160. Let's pipe down about him. Brian Reynolds, center fielder, corner outfielder, switch hitter, pop. Speed, bring him in. That's your answer. Because how much longer can you go?
And by the way, Pittsburgh has been a bit of a Yankee minor league system the last few years.
They've been a minor league system for baseball.
that's also true,
I guess. Just the Yankees.
Yeah, is that rude? That guy's batting 180? That shortstop?
Yeah, he's off to a tough start offensively. But everybody's enamored by his height. I've never seen someone so big.
They're enamored by his arm.
Yeah, I get it, and his talent. The guy has a chance to be a real good player. He just hasn't shown it yet.
Do you think he's too tall to be a shortstop?
I don't think so.
You don't? You don't think, like, coming all the way down for the ball from way up high is a little too much?
No.
You don't?
No.
Huh. I would make him a center fielder. Boom. Great athlete. Got a gun.
What about a third baseman?
Again, too tall.
But what does that mean, too tall?
You can't get down to the ground fast enough to make a lot of plays.
He can make the plays.
I'd put that guy in center field and leave him alone. He'd be my center fielder. He'd be my Roberto Clemente.
Thank God you're not.
Although not in right field.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not a GM.
Why not?
Because why
not? I would be a great GM.
The guy can be a shortstop. Would you have said that about Cal Ripken Jr. too back in the
day? Cal Ripken's not 6'9".
Would you have said that? But he was tall for his position at the time.
Cal Ripken's 6 feet.
Craig, first of all, he's taller than 6 feet. Number two, at the time.
I've drunk with him. He's 6 feet
time,
tall.
His Cal Ripken card lies. Jr. and even A-Rod was looked at as, whoa, those guys are too big to play shortstop.
Really?
Yes.
A-Rod came up as a shortstop.
No, but
was he too big to play shortstop?
Cal Ripken Jr. specifically is viewed as, can a guy that big play shortstop?
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't remember those conversations.
You were too busy.
But I may not have been involved in them either. You're telling me that people had actual conversations that a guy around 6 feet tall
he was taller
was
than
too
foot.
Tall to play shortstop?
First of all,
that's crazy.
How officially tall was Cal Ripken Jr.? Can we get an official height on him?
I can tell you that he's a rat, number one.
All right, he was 6'4". So
he's
that's
not 6'4".
6'4".
Dude, I've been with Cal Ripken.
He's not 6 foot. He's 6'4". And if he's not 6'4", he's 6'3".
I'll give you
either way, he's a big shortstop.
At most, on his tippy toes, he's 6'2". But he's still a rat.
What do you mean a rat?
I told you the story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boom and I got invited to the SI Sportsman of the Year party. One of the years that Derek Jeter won it. Mm-hmm. And there's a VIP part of the room for drinking, right? So we're in the VIP part of the room. And there's regular people there as well, not VIP. So a couple guys like, yo, Craigie, let me get some tequila. So I would go up to the VIP bartender. I would get tequila, 1800, of course, the only tequila worth drinking. And I would give it to the guys in the non-VIP section because I'm a Pulse of the People winner.
Sure.
Cal Ripken says to me, what are you doing? I go, I'm giving those guys tequila. He goes, you've no idea what it means to be a VIP. They don't get this tequila. And I'm like, Cal, I'm a man of the people. There's no one up here. It's like 20 of us, right? No line. I'm giving the guys tequila. He ratted me out.
That was the day, ladies and gentlemen, Cal Ripken Jr. lost 2 inches in his height.
He ratted
Same
me
night.
Out.
That's when he went from 6'4 to 6'2.
I'm telling you, he's not 6'4 because Boomer's 6'4. He ain't as big as Booms.
He was always listed as 6'4.
He may have been listed at 6'4. I'm listed at 6'3. A buck 85.
And what are you?
Huh?
What are you?
I'm 6 foot and a little bit. 6 foot and a little bit.
Why would someone lie about their height? Like, I'm genuine with my height. I'm 5'9".
I've shrunk a half inch, though.
Really?
Yeah, once I turned 50, I shrunk.
Is that really a thing?
I guess.
I'm going to lose
it. I'm living it. And I never went to space. Because they say when you're on the space shuttle that the force of the G-force on the liftoff, no joke, compresses your spine. So astronauts lose a half an inch every flight.
Wow.
Which is why they're not allowed to do like 50 flights.
Yeah, because
then they'd be dwarfs.
They wouldn't exist anymore.
Wouldn't the non-gravity of space, though, help?
No, apparently it doesn't. It's just that force is so much on the body, it compresses your spine, I guess. I'm not an expert.
There's a pretty good chance this is all BS, and Twitter will tell us that within the next 5 minutes.
Astronauts lose half an inch on every liftoff.
My prediction is angry Albanian's going to tell us that you're full of crap.
I said my name is Craig. He said I'm full of crap. He's now anti-Carton. All because I unfollowed him on Twitter. Get over it, dude. I mean, I did you a favor for a year following you, which you told all your friends about. Now I unfollowed you.
You know what
so
I'm going to do?
Tell all your friends.
Angry Albanian.
You're
going to
follow him.
Yeah, but wait a second. He unfollowed me.
Good.
So now I'm not going to follow him.
Good. Twitter's so stupid anyway.
You know this guy grown unfollowed
men,
me?
Grown men getting upset because somebody unfollowed them. Ugh.
You know what? I'm going to follow him to see if that means he'll follow me back.
There you go. Whatever makes you happy.
Done.
Here's Frank in Massapequa. Frank, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Frank, are you one of those guys getting mad on Twitter when you've been mad this whole time about the Mets tweets today?
I'm not mad about anything the Mets did. I think that's it's a clown show.
You're very mad.
I'm not mad about
You're mad.
I think it's objectionable. It's beneath them. And it's a minor league action from a major league team who doesn't need the Red Sox help to get Pete Alonso as the starter in the All-Star game.
Listen to your voice. You're angry.
It's frankly pathetic.
You know, you guys, you've never heard of sarcasm. The whole reason the Mets and Red Sox did this was just to get at you guys.
Exactly.
Probably.
There's no reason.
And it's working to perfection. Listen to yourself, Craig. You're very upset.
I'm not upset.
In fact, I'd say this, Frank and Craig. In the year and a half I've worked with you, this is the most upset I have ever heard, Craig.
I want to be clear about something. I'm not upset about it. What I find, though, is that it's objectionable because it should be beneath you. And what bothers me, here's the part that bothers me.
He's bothered.
Here's why I'm bothered.
Yeah.
I'm bothered that Met fans endorse it. That's what I'm bothered about. That you guys don't think more of yourselves.
Yeah, but did you?
It's like I tell my kids, self-confidence. Believe in yourself.
Did you hear our last call?
You're good enough to achieve whatever you want in life.
No, I got you.
I feel the same way about you.
Your prep talk is much appreciated. But did you listen to our last caller's words? Did you listen?
Yes. Yes.
He said exactly what I told you an hour ago, and
what
it's
was
spot
that?
On.
What was that?
We only like it because it angers you.
Mm.
If you had come on the air and said, blah, who cares? There's a chance most of us, as Met fans, would have said, yeah, it's kind of dopey, whatever. But when we heard that pain and anger in your voice and other Yankee fans' voices, I'm seeing it on Twitter. That's what gave us our energy. That's what gave us our, yeah, I like this. We poked the bear, and the bear is growling at us.
So you're claiming, so I have this right,
yeah,
that your support of this clown-like maneuver mm-hmm. is based solely on the fact that it's bothering
yes.
some Yankee fans.
Yeah, yes.
Not on the merits of it in a vacuum. More so that you love the reaction it's
yeah,
causing.
I love that it's made you guys
got
super
it.
Sensitive.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I'll
now,
accept that.
I'm also getting...
I can accept that.
I'm getting a lot of heat from Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
They're very upset that I didn't vote for Rafael Devers.
Yeah, because you're not playing the game.
yeah.
And we all know why. But you're not playing the game they want you to play.
Tell Rafael Devers to become as good as Jose Ramirez, and I'll vote for him. Until that day, sorry.
Yeah.
I've just been handed breaking news. NASA has found out that the height of astronauts increases.
No, it does not.
Increases approximately 3% over the first 3 to 4 days of weightlessness in space. There are many factors that influence each individual, so each astronaut will experience more or less of an increase than others. So Craig has gotten his entire story backwards.
Yeah, that's not correct.
And literally what I said. I said in the atmosphere of space, you'd gain because there would be less pressure on the body.
So you know
and they say
means?
Once you comes back to Earth, then you go back to your normal height. In space, you're a little bit taller.
So I would say Jose Altuve would want to book a ton of space visits.
Yeah. There are no lasting effects on your height from space travel.
That is not correct.
While you're in space, you're a little bit taller.
Craig, I'm reading this. This is a
I
fact.
Don't care what you're reading or where Jerkoff got it from.
This is all from right? NASA.
That's not from NASA. I can tell you that.
Sonny found the story.
Yeah, Sonny. Sonny's a great researcher, by the way.
Yeah.
But he didn't get this from NASA. Because I'm on NASA's website, which is NASA.org, not NYJ Matt, okay? okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
The paraspinal muscles, which connect the bones of the spine together, shrink about 19% on every liftoff. Thank you. Have another.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
That comes from NASA.
Then you grow 3% in space.
Yeah, so you're gaining the height back in space.
In space, there's less compression, so you gain some back. And then what happens? You return to the gravitational force of the Earth's atmosphere, and you shrink like an accordion.
Can you get
it goes back. I just said there's no long-lasting effect on height.
Can you get Buzz Aldrin on the phone right now so we can figure this out?
If he can reach the phone, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Get him on the phone. Let's figure this out. He would know.
I mean, there are moments in my career where I'm very frustrated, and this is very rare, when I'm clearly the smartest guy in the room. And this is one of those moments where it's like I'm sitting with four chimpanzees who I'm trying to explain, you know, something 2 + 2 = 4 to. It's beneath me to have this conversation.
They got the article from NASA.
Yeah, go ahead, Sonny.
Can you send us the URL you're looking at there so I can just check the source?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks.
No problem. Matter of fact, you could do it yourself. Google astronauts shrink on liftoff.
Dude,
get the same
everything I'm Googling says that astronauts actually get taller in space. That's everything.
I didn't say what happens in space. I said the liftoff
part. Well, no, you shot
part.
Me down when I suggested they get taller in space.
Goodness, this is
just saying that's what happened. I suggested, but wouldn't
you know
they get taller and you shot me
so
down?
I was so much happier when I was looking at Connor
I'm sure you
sitting
were.
There because he doesn't speak.
Yeah, because no one challenges you to your
he
nonsense.
Doesn't speak. It's not nonsense.
Yeah.
Call Buzz Aldrin.
I just said that. I said, get him on the phone.
Good.
Dude, I All Googled, good. Do you lose height going into space? And the thing that pops up immediately is that you gain height. I can't even find what you're claiming. Like, okay. I'm looking. I'm begging to find the information you're suggesting. And everybody on the internet is telling me you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I can't even. Okay, show me what you're reading.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, show me what you're reading.
By the way, space travel overall causes astronauts to lose 1% to 2% of their bone mass every month. They get smaller. That kind of G-force on the human body isn't healthy. You guys are knuckleheads.
So where are you reading that? AdamGaseIsAGreatHeadCoach.com? Like,
where? You're funny.
Where's this information coming from?
That article came from the Dallas News.
I got to believe the Dallas News.
Yeah, that's right. You do have to believe the Dallas News. They're the first to report Kennedy's assassination.
Okay.
They got that right.
Listen, I'm trying to find facts that would back you up, and I just can't find it.
I'll make it very easy for you. When's the last time you saw a 6'6 astronaut? I'll wait.
What does that prove?
Do,
when's the last time you saw a 5'5" astronaut?
Yesterday.
Who?
John Glenn.
John Glenn is not 5'5".
He is now.
How tall was John Glenn?
He was 5'9". He died at 5'5".
He was 5'10".
Yes.
Neil Armstrong, 5'11".
Right.
Alan Shepard, 5'11".
We're all the six footers.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah. That's above that. What's the average height of a man in America?
That's when they started.
Oh, do you know that?
When they died, 5'6", 5'5".
Did you measure
4'11"?
Excuse me, did you measure the corpse of Neil Armstrong?
You don't know this. I can tell you a little fact you didn't know.
Yeah.
When John Glenn died, the coroner thought he was Mary Lou Retton. You didn't know that. See that? Now you do. You had no idea. When Buzz Aldrin died, they thought it was Hervé Villechaize. They didn't know it was Buzz Aldrin. See? You're learning something.
Now, here's what I'm thinking. I saw one report that has John Glenn at 5'10", one that has him at 5'9". But what I'm thinking is he was 5'9" till he went to space and then grew to 5'10". Because based on NASA studies, that's what happens. You actually grow in height. I want to go to space.
Yeah, you can stay there. You can have the Red Sox vote for you to get there. You'll be all good. Here's Phil in Westchester on the Fan. Phil, what's up?
Craigie, one quick question.
Yes.
We're talking before you get into the atmosphere, correct? Yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
How tall is your average fighter pilot?
Under 6 foot.
For that same reason?
Yeah, they lose 4.9 millimeters in body height when they go to G-forces that high.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome.
That answers it?
You're welcome. And that comes from a legitimate, reputable source.
You know what? JD on Twitter.
JD
makes the
on
best
Twitter.
Point.
Yeah, JD knows something.
All he said was, I got three words for you.
God.
Minnie the Moocher.
Minnie. That was yesterday.
Because you claimed there was Minnie a Minnie Minosa. Minosa song.
Yeah, I got that right.
And the truth was, the song was called Minnie the Moocher.
But to be fair, I took ownership of that. I acknowledged I got that wrong. And I saw Ricky Ricardo in the men's bathroom, as you did.
Yes, I did.
Walking out of here yesterday. And he goes, Carton. Really? How do you not know Minnie the Moocher?
Well, at first, Ricky was almost upset with me for not knowing. And I'm like, Ricky, how the hell would I know? I mean, it was decades before I was born.
Now,
I have no idea.
You want to hear something totally crazy? If you're a fighter pilot and you, God forbid, have to hit the ejection button, takes an inch off your height. How about that?
Where are you reading that one?
Every time you eject, you get shorter by an inch.
Is that from Richie Kotite is underrated.com?
No, that's true. Look that up. You can look it up all you want. Well, here's the beauty of this show. I'm really smart. You guys learned something today.
But you're wrong.
And when you go
time.
Home, you're going to tell your wives, guess what I learned today? Fighter pilots lose an inch on ejection. Astronauts lose inches on takeoff.
Let me see if this is true. A fighter pilot lose height on ejection.
Yeah, an inch, dude.
Let's see if I can
Don't
find
Don't challenge
that
me. I almost was an astronaut. But I was too tall.
Oh, that one's actually accurate. That one I see.
Oh,
wait a second. The source is Reddit, though. I got to find a better source. I got to find it somewhere else.
You need a better source than Reddit?
Yeah.
Reddit's like an encyclopedia. Reddit's never
wrong. Is that where you get your info from?
All my information, yeah.
That explains a lot.
I just read Reddit threads all day long. That's how I learn things.
That's right.
All right, real quick. Jimmy's in Manalapan. Jimmy, what's up?
Craig, I got to ask you one question.
Yeah.
You do realize astronauts are not standing up when you shoot them into space.
That's correct.
They're laying down in seats.
They're laying backwards.
Make them thinner and, like, you know, their bones don't flatten out.
Yeah.
How is G-forces, which pull down on you, going to make you shorter if you're laying down?
Well, G-force is not just pulling down. I don't want to explain astrophysicism to you,
is.
But I will if I have to.
You don't have to because you can't.
No, I can. I can.
It's the force pulling down on gravity. That's
it's a force that
gravity
is all-encompassing on the barometric spectrum.
Gravity force. Gravity going towards the center. Gravity,
Greg. That's right.
Your, You're not a physicist.
Well, you've got it half right, sir. But as an astrophysicist, you'll have to trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about.
Sure you do.
That's true.
And by the way, the only reason they have astronauts in a prone or laying back position is for the view.
So they can see everything.
Otherwise, exactly. That's right.
They come out of it as much little people.
Well, they do. Well, by the way, that's why they bring two suits with them.
Oh, that's why. The big ones to take off and then the little ones for when they get up there.
Exactly.
It's all about timing, man. All right,
Jimmy. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. He is right about that. All astronauts have a backup suit that's a lot smaller than the suit they start with because you can't come back, you know, like Tom Hanks in Big.
Right.
You know, you want your clothes to fit. You're an astronaut, for crying out loud. That's right. Meanwhile, this has not at all distracted us from the focus at hand today, which is that the Mets are a clown show.
And Yankee fans are crying like babies on the radio.
Asking the Red Sox to help them vote their players into the All-Star game. And to be more clear about that, as Evan pointed out, other than Aaron Judge and who's the other guy? The two top vote-getters. They're in.
Oh, Mookie Betts, I think, was the top vote-getter?
No.
Acuna.
Who is it?
Acuna.
Okay. Acuna was barely playing.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
come on.
Those
what kind
guys,
of vote is that?
I want to be clear. Those guys are in as the lead vote-getters in each league.
Yeah, the top vote-getters automatically get
in. Yeah. All the other position players, they took the top two, and now it's like a runoff vote.
It's
supposed to be a clever new thing.
It's a dopey thing, but here's where I got to give it to baseball. People are sort of intrigued by it. So even though it's not the fairest way to determine who should start the All-Star game, I don't know. People buy in. Now the Mets and Red Sox buy in enough.
I know we got to take a break, but here's my question. I'll acknowledge I don't know the answer. Make everybody happy.
What's that?
Let's say that, or whatever, each position's got two players.
Yes.
Does the second place guy, is he on the team also?
I think they automatically get in as a bench player.
He's just not starting.
Right.
Got it.
I think so. I think that's how it
so
works.
So Pete Alonso is in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
He just may not start it.
Jose Trevino for your New York Yankees.
In the All-Star game. Got it. So I want to be sure
clear
so. About
Can
that.
You confirm that, though?
A few people have sent me that.
Now, I had read that. Actually, you know where I heard it for the first time? Sweeney Murdy explained it to Susan Waldman on a Yankee postgame show, and it was amazing radio because Susan was angry. Susan did not like the concept, did not like the idea, and at times I thought was taking out her anger on Sweeney.
Well, she's just mad because Garrett Cole's not an All-Star. That's the only reason she's not mad.
He'll be an All-Star.
By the way, Dan Revell just put out a very interesting tweet. 18 hours after the July 4th shooting in Illinois, the Dallas Cowboys have just announced a new coffee partnership.
Mm-hmm.
It is a company, no fault of their own, obviously, but the name of the company is Black Rifle Coffee. The brand they sell, the most popular brand, I guess, is AK Espresso. What are you supposed to do?
What is who supposed to do?
Like,
the Dallas
Cowboys
or the company?
No, the company's name, what its name.
The company name, the company.
Right, that is what it is.
Unless for the Washington Bullets and you change your name to the Wizards.
If you're the Dallas Cowboys, should you push that back a month, try to get away from?
So what's that going to do? There'll be another shooting then.
I'm just asking.
I mean, seriously, there's shootings in this country like every day.
I know, I'm just asking.
If you push it back
you...
today, what does that mean? Thursday it's going to be okay? Saturday it's going to be okay?
Plus,
if you're offended by it, you're going to be offended next week as much as you're offended today.
That's
or
true.
As much as you're offended yesterday. And those who aren't offended, those who say stop being offended, they're not going to be offended any day you do it anyway.
Right.
So I don't think it even changes the way people react to it.
You're also, not that this should be a part of the conversation, I think the thoughts of people and maybe in Texas are different than people in other cities or states also.
Oh, sure.
So I guess that's part of it. More of your calls coming right up. 877-337-6666. No break.
You know why?
Yes. SNY 330 today. I wish someone told me before the show, like my producer yesterday did, that I'd be prepared for talking right through 330. Sure. But, you know, the new guy...
I blame the new guy.
He didn't get the memo, I guess.
I also blame the host for not having an idea of what the hell's going on around him. The Met game starts at 6:40 tonight, so why don't you, Big Mac, get your head out of your ass?
Yeah.
And why don't you, Craig, get your head out of your ass?
Me?
Because I knew.
Oh, Lugie too. I meant Lugie. My apologies.
I've been trying to break you for the last 16 minutes.
All right, let me phrase that again.
I got to tell you why we need a break.
Lugie, get your head out of your ass, and you, Baldy, over there, get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
Because there's only two guys in this room who knew, hey, we're going to be on TV at 3:30. Me and Sonny.
How would I have known that if nobody told me?
Do you not realize what's going on around you? Do you know who's pitching for the Mets tonight?
Yeah, a guy that probably wants to pitch for the Red Sox. Yeah, I'm well aware. I wonder if they're going to like combine franchises now just to save money.
Dude, I'd love it. Certainly, we could use J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers. Let's go.
Here's Nick in Huntington, where Evan and I are going to be hosting the Pete Alonso Comedy Show on August 28th. What's up, Nick?
Mets fans for Red Sox.
Nice. Well played, sir.
Nice,
well played.
Nice.
Yes.
Well played.
Craigie, it's already working. You're all upset, man.
I got to be clear about this because I think I've done a poor job representing my actual feelings. I am not upset about it. I find it to be comical. That's all.
Well, you said Pete Alonso wouldn't want Red Sox fans voting for him. You didn't even know the guy didn't like chili. So what do you know?
All right, well, that's what you took out of yesterday's interview.
He insults Pete Alonso by calling him a fat ass. How about that?
No, I said he was thick.
No, Craig.
I didn't say fat ass.
Craig, let's all be blunt around
here.
Yesterday, we had Pete on the show. Pete's a friend of the program.
Yes, he is.
We've done great work with Pete. We're going to do more great work with Pete. And the first thing out of my partner's mouth, I couldn't believe it. I actually cringed.
People say,
do you cringe sitting next to Craig? I said, never. He's a brilliant talk show host. The one time I cringed is when he said to our friend Pete Alonso, you're pretty thick there, you fat ass.
I didn't say that.
You know, people cringed when I made a comment on the Rico Bronya podcast, how much I love Pete. I just wanted to hug him or look at his beautiful ass running around the bases. That was complimentary. You, on the other hand, called our guy.
Who'd I call?
Yeah, Pete Alonso, a fat ass.
I said you look like, you know, you're the kind of guy that likes chili.
That's what I said. Code four. You're a fat ass. I can't wait till you apologize to him.
I'm not going to apologize to him.
On stage.
Never going to happen.
At our big comedy show.
Here's what I'm going to do on August 28th.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring on the stage a guy that looks like he likes chili. My guy.
I hope he
Pete Alonso.
I hope he punches
you. Nah, Pete and I are buddies. You know that.
Except when you called him a fat ass.
I did not use the term fat ass.
Did you listen back to the interview?
Thick boned, I might have called them.
Did you listen back to the interview?
I did not.
And that's surprising because Craig likes to listen back to the show.
I usually
likes to analyze.
I was very busy yesterday.
If you listen back to the first part of that interview, you're going to feel real dirty because Pete was pissed.
He wasn't pissed.
He was, and I quote,
stop.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Oh.
That's code for if you were next to me, I'd give you
That
thing where you pull the pants
up? A wedgie?
A wedgie.
Yeah. Okay, then here's my question. When that dwarf tossed him to the ground, how come we didn't give him a wedgie?
Don't do this. Don't bring up stubby clap.
When the guy ran the red light and hit him, how come we didn't give him a wedgie?
Oh, come on.
Oh!
Don't bring up stubby clap. That is a very sore subject.
Stubby clap through, like, ragdolled him.
Don't do that.
I could put people in the hospital.
See?
Maybe you can.
You know what's going to happen now?
Pete's my guy.
Pete's going to hate you.
Pete loves me.
You're coming over my house. Trash about stubby clap? Come on now.
I'm just saying, don't say Pete Alonso's going to wedgie me when a guy ragdolled me did nothing. That's all. I do have to give you an update on Black Rifle Coffee because Joe knows about the company. So let's be fair to this company. JoJo, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey. How you doing?
Good.
So I first heard of this company a few years back, and I'm a veteran, so I looked into it. It is a veteran-backed company. So the owner is actually a former he was in the Army.
Okay.
And I know a lot of their proceeds, their income, they do donate to first responders and a lot of veteran charities such as, you know, Wounded Warrior, USO, the FDNY, they did donate to, the NYPD. So I don't know if this is a way for the Dallas Cowboys to maybe try and put their organization in a good limelight as far as, you know, being with a company that does all these charitable things for first responders, but...
Well, it's good
to
know.
No,
I'm glad you said it because I did not know that.
You know what? And that's great. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's not going to change those who are offended by the name from being offended by the name. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
much like it's not going to change those who say, hey, stop being offended by the name. It's just a freaking coffee. Everybody's got to pipe down. Like, people are so entrenched in how they feel about certain things that while that information is great and that's awesome to hear, it isn't really going to change most people's minds. They've already formed their opinion. That's why when you bring up, Craig, and it's a fair question, hey, should the Cowboys have held off for a few days? Do you think a few days was really going to matter?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. And I'm looking it up now. I don't know what SOF means, but it says Black Rifle Coffee Company is a SOF veteran-owned coffee company serving premium coffee and culture to people who love America. So, I mean, that's what it is. There you go. What else do you want me to tell you? I think it's publicly traded, too, as a matter of fact. But it's veteran-founded. He's right.
That's great.
Joe, thank you for that. Now, does that change anything?
No.
No.
Because if you're pissed about it, you're still going to be pissed about it.
But at least, you know, I think it's like we always say to our kids and ourselves, you know, knowledge is power,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you don't research something yourself,
right?
You know, maybe there are people that say, hey, time out, guys. It's just the name of a company. It's veteran-owned.
But let me ask you this.
Who wouldn't support that?
And I want to do it on a less serious level.
Sorry.
Yeah.
To be fair to the Cowboys in their minds might be saying, look, all we're doing is supporting a company founded by veterans.
No, I got you. I got you. If I, and I'm going to take this to a very non-serious level, because I think this is more of a serious discussion, guns and violence and all that.
Yeah.
If I named a company, but I was donating all the proceeds to something really good.
Yeah.
But I named it, you're a bitchy Yankee fan. Like, ooh, don't you think there would be some people who say, I don't even care where you're donating it. I don't want to buy that
company. Of course there would be.
So,
yes.
Where's that line?
Well, right. It's to each their own, right?
To each his own.
Like, I would buy that product just to have, you know, to see that label.
No, I know.
You're a bitchy Yankee fan. Cereal.
Right. I guess I have to go more personal with you. If I named a company and it was being donated for, you know, all the proceeds go to some good charity.
Bring it on.
And I called it I'm a Loser Knicks Fan or something of that nature. Or Bernard King was overrated.
Well, you can make that argument.
Really?
No. I helped get him into the Hall of Fame. Of course you would make that
argument. Something that offends you. Now, we all have differences on what offends us, obviously. But if I named it something that offended you, would it matter where
I'm
going?
Like, I'm not easily offended, but no, I guess if you got me on something I was really offended by, I guess I'd be offended.
Right.
Right? By the way, Black Rifle Coffee was founded in 2014 by former U.S. Army Green Beret Evan Hafer, and it was built upon the mission to serve coffee and culture to people who love America, and they give a percentage of all their sales back to veterans.
Very cool.
So there you go.
Very, very cool.
There you go. I wonder if, I guess we should tell Darren that, right? Because, you know, you know it's going to happen.
He's going
to
get crap.
Like, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to be, you're such a hateful bastard.
Well, no, people are going to be angry at the company. And they're going to be angry at the Cowboys when all this company's trying to do is sell coffee and help veterans.
People are still going to be angry with the company even though it goes to such a righteous cause. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That's the point I'm trying to make. Maybe I didn't do it eloquently enough because I took something so absurd like sports.
No, I got
you. But it doesn't matter. If someone's offended by the name, if they think it's, you know, this is insensitive, it's not going to matter where
you know what
the
you should
goes.
Do, though? Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. You should start a coffee company.
I should. What should I call it?
Red-headed Stepchild Coffee.
See, I wouldn't do that.
Why not?
Because that is offensive, Craig.
Is that bothers
because
you?
Because all of you people like to refer to us, those who are redheads, those who are stepchildren, and I'm only one of which. I'm a redhead.
Yeah.
You refer to us as if we are less of a human.
Not at all, Evan.
Oh, really?
And I think it's great that you give a percentage of your proceeds to the redheaded stepchildren of America. I think that's fantastic of you. Good for you to give back.
Should we start?
You know, you're one of the rare guys that made it.
Should we start an organization just for redheaded stepchildren?
Redheaded, ugly, bald coffee company. Carton and Roberts. There you go.
I like it.
Yeah, we're going to business together.
Do you think I even have red hair anymore? Because my oldest son, I asked him, I said, what color hair do I have? I think it was like a school project, and he said brown. And I was offended by that. I said, brown?
You're closer to brown than red.
Yeah, because I have browned up over the last few years. I used to have such bright red hair.
Did you really?
Even when I first
started
working
here. Carrot top?
Closer to carrot top than I am now.
Really?
And I feel like every year it gets
browner. Is that seasonal? Like in the summertime, you're outside. Does your hair get browner in the winter? You get redder?
I get more freckles in the summer.
I get that.
Yeah.
But my hair has gotten very brown over
You have freckles over your whole body?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere?
Want to check it out?
No, but I'm just wondering, like, is it everywhere?
Are you asking about my butt or something?
Not your butt, no.
What are you asking about?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, you know.
Be specific. I'll give you an answer.
I don't really want to do that.
I'm an open book, Craig.
I know, but I don't want to ask that question.
You can ask me.
I'll ask off air. Just give me a yes or no.
Okay.
Can you just tell me right now?
Well, what's the question?
You know the question.
I don't know the question.
I'm not asking the question.
Well, what's the question?
It's a family program, Evan. I'm just wondering if the...
Something matches the drapes.
Well, no. No. Oh. No. Not that exactly. Like, do the ping pong balls have freckles on them?
You know what's funny about that question, Craig? I would have to go to the restroom and check.
You're not sure.
I'm not sure.
You haven't examined this a million times
over. You know what? It's not something I've ever focused on. So really? What I'm going to do next break.
No, don't. Please don't. Because I'll never use that bathroom ever again. Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
Does the bat have freckles on it?
That's a great question. I got to check.
You're not sure.
I'm not really positive.
How do you not know?
Because I've never stared at it.
Really?
No.
Come on.
No.
You've never stared at it.
I mean, I've...
You've never talked to it. You've never petted it to make sure it's comfortable.
It's definitely been petted. It has never been analyzed. I've never sat there. Actually, one time I analyzed it, and that's because it's kind of embarrassing.
We need to get into it.
I had a tick.
You had a tick there?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
That was scary, dude.
Wow.
A tick.
On the man purse?
Yes.
Really?
You know a tick, right?
Like I know what a tick is, yeah. Like a deer tick. Yeah.
I had to go to the doctor. It was
really?
So embarrassing.
Could have killed you.
And I remember the most embarrassing part is
when
the doctor.
Could have had Lyme disease.
She says to me, how'd you discover it? Almost as if she was implying, like, I discovered it because I was doing something else.
I mean, how'd you get it there is what I want to
know. I don't
know,
dude.
Were you frolicking in the woods naked on a bumble date?
I was never naked. Yeah. I think the tick kind of crawled through my shorts.
Up the shorts?
That's the only thing I could think of.
I guess that's possible.
Is that ever happening?
No, it is not. I wear underwear.
You're very lucky.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Frightening.
Some people could view that as a marital aid, though. I don't know what it is, Evan, but it just feels better tonight. Oh, then you name the tick.
You would, wouldn't you?
Hey, Billy, thanks for helping out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.